A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Chaf Hei, Yevamos 25a, pagination 49. About 20 lines up from the bottom of the page, you'll see a Mishnah. And we're going to use one phrase from the middle of the Mishnah as our springboard. The first word on the line is Ishto, and then the word Mace. If a person comes and says testimony that the husband is no longer, so our Mishnah tells us that there is a level of restriction involved in that even though we will believe the witness who says that the husband is dead, but we are not going to allow that witness to marry the woman who, based on his testimony, is now an available woman for marriage. This is keeping in the theme over here of a number of Mishnayos, that we're dealing with an issue of cheshad. What will people say, or how does it look? Or slippery slope, protective measures. It's an impropriety to have him say testimony that her husband died and then he goes and marries her. The Mishnah, though, doesn't just list off the case of Mace, that the husband's dead. I saw him in a hospital, I saw him die, I participated in his funeral in some other city, and that would be the testimony she's looking for to be able to remarry. And we're told that the reason one witness is trusted, and normally we require two, is because Isha Daika Umintseva, the woman herself, checks into it. And as long as we have one witness saying this, that's enough for us. She'll have to decide if she believes that her husband is truly dead. But all of that being said, we do trust the one witness. The Mishnah tells us also, though, haragtiv, even if the person says, I killed him, or hiragnuhu, we killed him, lo yisa is ishto, this witness should not marry the woman, but his testimony is accepted on the level of alerting us of one witness level that will believe that indeed the man is dead. The Gemara wonders, how could you possibly believe this person who says, I killed or we killed? If you'll see the wording of the Gemara, three lines from the bottom of the page, last word on the line, Al toshes yadche im rasha lihiyos eid chamos. How can you trust a person who's a Rasha? Person says, I killed him. Maybe I killed him, and we're assuming that it was a case of illicit action. Not that it was an act of self-defense. He says, I killed him. I'm the one who killed him. How could you trust him that he killed him? According to his own words, he's a Rasha, he's a wicked person. I wouldn't want to trust such a person. Pasuk says, don't join with a Rasha for testimony. And the Gemara on Amud Beis explains that there's a very important principle that this Tana is holding of, and it's referred to as Palginon Dibura. We divide his words. Why do we divide his words? We accept the words that say that the man is dead, but we do not accept the words that I'm the one who killed him. So let's see on Amud Beis, five lines down, the Amar Rava, Rava taught us, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. A person is his own relative. Ve'ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. And a person cannot make himself into a wicked person. Just like a person can't say testimony about his father or about his brother, because that's a karov, that's a close relative, you're not trusted as a witness regarding a close relative, so too he's a relative to himself. And therefore his words of wickedness are not accepted regarding himself, but his words will be accepted regarding the fact that the man is dead. The Gemara mentions a comparison between this and a fascinating case regarding Roveya. The lav that we're dealing with in that case, the violation, is called Mishkav Zachar, living with a man, when a man lives with a man, and we know that that opening in the private area is considered an act of sexual intimacy because of the pasuk Mishkivei Isha, that a woman has two ways that a person can be intimate with her, from the front and from the back. And so when it says that a zachar, a male to male, is forbidden, it's referring to that back opening. The case that's mentioned by the Gemara and is outlined by Rashi over here, the last wide line towards the top of the page in Rashi, Afilu Omar Poloni Rivani Luritzoni. If a man says, that man was with me with my consent. So the rule is, according to the opinion we're following here, Hu va'acher mitztarif lahargo, l'roveya. The person who's saying the testimony that he was intimate can join with another person who witnessed the event, and those two can say testimony against the person who was with him. Dekevon shezeh miskaven le'edus, he's intending to say testimony. Ne'eman hu eitzel chaveiro, he's going to be able to say testimony against his friend, his fellow. Ve'ein ne'eman al atzmo, but he's not going to be believed regarding himself. Mimasha omar l'ritzoni, on the words that he said, with my consent. Let's think about this for a moment. If a person was saying, so-and-so was with me le'onsi, against my will, I was raped, so then he'd be believed together with another person, because he's not inferring in any way that he's a wicked person, that he did anything wrong. But now that he's saying, liritzoni, it was with my consent, so one would think he's an invalid witness now, because he's saying that on a high level, capital offense type of thing, he did consensually. The concept of palginon dibura, of dividing the statement, means that he's going to be believed regarding the fact that the event occurred, but he's not going to be believed on the testimony that has to do with himself, liritzoni, that it was consensual, because Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, because a person is related to himself and cannot say such testimony. Here also in our Mishnah, the person is believed that the husband is dead, but he's not believed that he is the one who killed the husband. Rashi makes one key observation that needs to be mentioned. V'hadekai malon, this that we indeed have a rule, that odoas piv kimeo edim domi, that when a person admits, it's as if 100 witnesses said testimony to that fact. Hanimili limamona, that's only referring to financial matters. If a person says, I indeed borrowed $1,000 from you, the minute he says those words, it's as if there are 100 witnesses testifying, it's considered a done deal. That's a fact, because he's admitted. Avalaknasa ula onesh, but when it comes to fines and punishments, then a person is not believed regarding himself, because that's a case of karov etzel atzmo. It has to go through the concept of an edus, a testimony, and that we can't do. So again, hodoas piv, when he's admitting money, that's going to work. But when a person says testimony about himself in a violation type case, that is not going to be accepted. Again, our Mishnah is presenting the concept of palginan dibura, where you divide his words, you accept that the husband's dead, but you do not accept that he's the one who did it. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.